Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1. And I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist. My co-host, Dr. Corns, is away on a much-needed break, so I'll be carrying on solo tonight. And we're going to highlight some longer tracks by the Count Basie small groups. In the past, we've done lots of recordings of the Count Basie big band or orchestra, but we haven't done too much with the small groups in the later years of Count Basie's career. So we're going to kick it off with a Pablo album simply called Basie Jam. It was recorded on December 10th, 1973 on the Pablo label. And it's a real all-star aggregation. Besides Count Basie on piano, we've got the inimitable J.J. Johnson on trombone, Harry Edison on trumpet, who is a former trumpet soloist in the Count Basie band for about 10 or 15 years. Two tenor sax men, great tenor sax men, Eddie Lockjaw Davis and Zoot Sims, Irving Ashby on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Louis Belson on drums, and this is a neat little swinger called Dublin Blues. Thank you. As I said at the top of the hour, we're highlighting the small group sessions of Count Basie rather than doing anything from his big band sides. And that opening track was from a Pablo album called Basie Jam. It was cut in December of 73 in Berkeley, California. And in the front line there was J.J. Johnston on trombone, Harry Edison on trumpet, Eddie Detlock, Joe Davis, and Zoot Sims on tenor sax. And backing those stellar soloists up was Count Basie, both on piano and organ. So now we're going to continue to highlight the small group sessions of Count Basie and do something from a Pablo album that was recorded in May of 76 in L.A., and it's called Basie Jam 2. This is a sequel to the one we just played, and we're going to do a little thing called J.J. Jump. And the co-composers on this particular track are Benny Carter, Clark Terry, and Count Basie. This is a little thing that they dreamed up, I'm sure, right in the studio. Of course, Count Basie is here on piano. We also got Benny Carter on alto sax. A fine rhythm section includes John Hurt on bass, Louis Belson on drums. And in the front line, we've also got a former Basieite that was in the trombone section of the Basie band for quite some time, Al Gray. And so this is a little thing they cooked up called J.J. Jump.
We'll be right back.
right, that's a little track from a Pavel CD that was cut in May of 1976 in L.A. And, of course, we're highlighting the small group sessions of Count Basie tonight, and that's from an album called Basie Jam 2. And that was a little thing put together by the front line on that particular composition called J.J. Jump. And fine solos all the way around with Benny Carter on alto sax, Lockjaw Davis on tenor sax, Clark Terry on trumpet, Al Grey on trombone, and Joe Pass on guitar. Next up is another Pavel album cut in, when was this cut? This was cut in April of 1980 in Hollywood. And this one is called Count Basie, the Kansas City Seven. And this is a composition. It was written back in the late 20s, early 30s, and isn't done too much anymore, but there's a grand little old song. It's called If I Could Be With You Tonight, and along with the Count on piano, we've got J.J. Johnson on trombone. Eddie Lockjaw Davis is back here on tenor sax. Joe Pass is back here on guitar. John Hurt on bass and Jake Hanna on drums. Let's listen to If I Could Be With You 1 hour tonight. Thank you. It's a fine old tune going way back to the 30s, I suppose. Reprised there by Count Basie on his album Count Basie, the Kansas City Seven. As I noted at the top of the show, we're featuring small group sessions by Count Basie as opposed to his big band. And let's see who we had on solo there. We had Basie, of course. And we had Joe Pass on guitar, J.J. Johnson on trombones, If I Could Be With You Tonight. Okay, now we're going to go to an album on the Impulse label, cut by Basie in 1962. And this also has a title of Count Basie and the Kansas City Seven. And it's a different seven than the group we just played. And this is the George and Ira Gershwin's classic, Lady Be Good. And this is all the personnel on this small group were in the Count Basie band at the time. They included Thad Jones on trumpet, Frank Foster and Eric Dixon on tenor sax, Count Basie on piano and organ. I'm not sure if he's on organ on this particular track or not, or just it's just piano. We'll have to see. Freddie Green on guitar, who was with the Basie band from its inception until Count Basie's death. The great Ed Jones on bass, and the Basie's regular drummer in the big band, Sonny Pay on drums, recorded in March of 1962. This is Old Lady Be Good. Thank you. Count Basie and his Kansas City 7 on an Impulse label cut in March of 1962. It's the old favorite of jazz musicians all down through the years, Lady Be Good. And had some nice tenor sax work there by Frank West. Now we're going to find Count Basie back in this Pablo studio in December of 1973 on his CD, Basie Jam. We played one track of this earlier in the show, and this is a little thing put together by Count Basie called Hanging Out, and this is an all-star aggregation. It included J.J. Johnson on trombone, Harry Edison on trumpet, Eddie Lockjaw Davis and Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Irving Ashby on guitar, the inevitable Ray Brown on bass, who was part of the Oscar Peterson trio for years, and a great Louis Belson on drums. And this is a little thing called Hanging Out. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that was a nice, slow, easy blues done by Count Basie's small group on a Pablo label in December of 73, cut in a studio in Berkeley, California. And besides the count on piano, we had nice solo work there by Lockjaw Davis on tenor sax, J.J. Johnson on trombone, and Zoot Sims on tenor sax. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM for the better part of the last hour. We've got another approximately half an hour of fine modern mainstream jazz after the news at the top of the hour. That the news spot will only take about 5 minutes, and then we'll be back. So we hope you'll stick around for the second hour. We've got lots of good sounds by the Count Basie small group sessions. We're going to close it out with a jam session called Basie Jam on the Montreux label, and this is recorded live at Montreux in Switzerland in 1975. And really, it was an all-star aggregation that included, of course, the count on piano, the great vibist Milt Jackson, who was, of course, in the modern jazz quartet at that time, an old mainstream trumpet player, Roy Eldridge, one of Chicago's finest, tenor sax man, Johnny Griffin, Niels Orsted Pedersen on bass, and Louis Balson on drums. This is their up-tempo jam on Charlie Parker's great bop composition, Billy's Bounce.